This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Before we just got started, Randall and I and our special guest this week, David Halperin, were talking about the meaning of the number 9. And I was thinking, of course, of the Beatles' White Album, Number 9, you know what I'm talking about, where they kept saying Number 9.
Revolution Number 9, yes.
Right, of Revolution. Of course, we preferred Revolution Number 1 or the single, which is much, much better. The version with the fuzz guitar and all that stuff. Anyway.
Oh, that's classic.
It is, it is. But I think of Number 9 because of the mystical significance, which you guys can explain, but also because my birthday is September 9th.
Oh, wow.
I am cursed. Or I could curse, but we're on family radio.
Well, we got started on this because you were saying that you're having hot weather there for the next 9 days. And I just sort of piped in because if you look around in a lot of news articles, and maybe it's one of those things where when you think about it, you just notice it. But for me, it's always had this sort of synchronistic meaning. It goes back to my first band, or my last band, I guess, an alternative band. We called it 9 Days. And it's nothing to do with the one that's out there now. We were a local underground alternative group. And what happened is we all got together and met. And within 9 days, we were playing live. And it just was such a magical feeling. We started to look it up. And it turns out that it's actually in mythology and religion, it's called a novena, where you pray for something 9 days in a row religiously, and it's supposed to bring you some sort of luck, I guess, or results. I don't know if it works or not, but I started noticing it's pretty strange.
David, since you're the Jewish scholar amongst this crew, is there anything in Judaism that relates to number 9?
I am drawing a blank.
Another thing that's weird about me, years ago, a couple of people allegedly with some kind of psychic power referred to me as a focal point. A focal point of what? I have no idea.
Like the Nexus in Star Trek where Kirk went.
Possibly. Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Right. That was to the Nexus.
Right. That was the last movie that featured Captain Kirk where he dies. That's the spoiler. And, of course, handing the mantle over to Captain Picard. Anyway, Star Trek Generations.
David?
I went to when you talked about 9 was Frank Scully's Behind the Flying Saucers.
Okay.
From 1950, where I think 9 was some sort of an organizing principle of the spacecraft. And at one point, Scully says that he is told that every 9th wave that crashes on the shores of this planet is larger than the other 8. And I remember standing on a beach trying to verify that. You'd think it would be something rather easy to either verify or disprove. But it's so hard to define what a wave is that I came away not knowing what was the 9th wave.
The 9th wave. I like that. I think I'll make that the name of my next band. I love it. That's great. That's
apropos of nothing, since we're talking about early days of UFO field.
Yeah.
Jim Moseley, of course, published Saucer Smear in his latter days and Saucer News and was on the first episode of the Paracast along with Brad Steiger. Years ago, the original name for Saucer News was Nexus. But he changed it because nobody knew what that meant.
Well, why did he pick Nexus to begin with?
Somebody must have known what it meant.
Yeah, he thought of it as a connecting link, trying to bring together information about flying saucers.
Sure. I think there was a Nexus magazine. I recall one out there. I mean, it sounds like if there's not, there has to be one somewhere.
Well, there is another one, or was another one, because Jim changed his name so early in the game. Let's get off the number nine.
Nine.
Oh, there was a politician who used the words 999 for one of his idiotic plans. We know who that is. We're not going to mention his name. In any case, he's connected with pizza, by the way. In any case, last week we had two episodes featuring Kathleen Marden, the abduction investigator, the niece of Betty Hill. We had her on the regular episode of the Paracast, and she was gracious enough to have her dinner very quickly and join us on After the Paracast, which is the Paracast Plus version. But certainly, if anything else, whether you agree with her or not, she puts a very cheery veneer on abductions, don't you think, Randall?
She's another one of those really positive people out there. I like Kathleen just because her approach is so wonderful to talk to. She's got enthusiasm. She really believes in her work. And it's kind of hard to knock someone who goes about it that constructively. That being said, there was so much that she would go through in a single pass that trying to catch up with it all and break it down, unpack it, it was really difficult. So you kind of found yourself having to go along with the agenda, which is this sort of built-in agenda that MUFON has, that UFOs are interstellar craft, and they're bringing beings, entities, actual biological beings, or more recently she was saying AI has become all in vogue. That's what we're dealing with. So we're still dealing with nuts and bolts craft from other star systems. And that may be the case, but I think it has to go much deeper than that when it comes to abductions. What do you think, David?
I think abductions go back very, very far, that we have experiences described in Hebrew texts from the early centuries of the Christian era that show some resemblances to abductions. So that I think they're, like UFOs in general, they're a human phenomenon, something very deeply rooted in the human psyche.
Of course, there we're getting into, and maybe this is a really good time to kind of establish a baseline here. So when we're talking about UFOs and ufology, we're talking about some kind of an alien craft. And when we do that, then your perspective on UFOs has little or nothing to do with the craft themselves, but what they represent on a cultural level, particularly through the lens of mythology. Because you're a professor who was teaching this, and that makes perfect sense. So from a ufology flow chart perspective, that puts it under, say, ufology studies, philosophy, theology, and or mythology, which then wraps around again to ufology culture, completely bypassing any of the elements of sighting investigations, such as field work and scientific lab work. So just so people know, this is a perfectly valid way of looking at ufology, and ufology is a cultural phenomena. But are you saying that UFOs as material craft don't exist?
Yes, I am saying that.
Okay. Now, I mean, I can understand this looking at the whole cultural phenomena of it, because it is really interesting, and I think you make a lot of valid points, but how is it that you can use the cultural side of things to validate an argument that there are no material craft?
I don't think that's quite my reasoning.
Okay, let's get that figured out, because I don't want people to think that we're just saying there's no such thing as alien craft. It's all in our minds.
You know, before we get to that, we got a break in a moment. But David Halperin has fascinating ideas on the subject. And of course, we've talked about other alternatives, such as the ones from Greg Bishop. So we've got a lot more to go with David Halperin. We'll certainly be exploring his theory in more detail, that there are UFOs, there are UFO abductions, but they are not being traced to the possibility of physical spacecraft coming from out there.
With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we begin this segment after Randall framed the argument. David, maybe summarize where you stand with UFOs and whether you think there's anything physical at all, or is it all collective unconscious or something?
Yeah, I mean, I think Randall spoke of it being all in our minds. Strictly speaking, that is my stance. But I do not intend that in the slightest as an expression of disparagement. That to me, as a human phenomenon, UFOs take on a meaning and a power that they never had as long as we're seeing them as metallic craft zooming around the sky. To me, the essential question to ask of the UFO, and I speak of it collectively, is not what are UFOs or where do they come from, but what do they mean? That they are vessels of meaning for us humans. And that's where they start being interesting.
Oh, there's no question that you've got some really interesting ideas. And I'm just wanting to make sure that we set the baseline for our discussion here then. So are you a subjective idealist then? Do you not believe that there are independent objective realities beyond our mind?
No, I do believe. That is to say, I am not a subjective idealist. I believe there is a real world out there that's quite apart from our mind. I do not think UFOs are part of that world. They
okay.
are part of us, which we project into that world, very often stimulated by something we see in that world. A star, perhaps, through seen under unusual atmospheric conditions, or even the moon, or some sort of terrestrial aircraft. Whatever it is, it's something that stimulates, that calls forth, I don't know if stimulate is quite the word, that calls forth something deep within us. And we project that outward, and we, in quotes, see that in the sky.
So what we're looking at then is a matter of interpretation. So then if we have people like in the Air Force who view them visually, then we have a stimulus response that's very physical, often in combination with something like a radar report or radar return. In some of the more recent cases, we've also got footage from cameras. So we're not dealing with something that is completely figment of people's imaginations or wishes or desires or anything symbolic. We are dealing with an objective reality. So you're saying, okay, being not a subjective idealist, you're prepared to say, yes, the reports might involve, and I say might involve because maybe in some cases they don't involve, but they might involve, probably usually involve some sort of objective physical phenomena that causes a stimulus response, and then that in turn is interpreted by our psychology and our worldviews, and this is where it gets really interesting for you. So let's just pick up right there. How's that sound?
Well, let's take a very famous UFO witness, John Lennon, the ex-Beatle.
Oh, of course.
Right, that in August of 1974, he and his girlfriend, May Pang, with whom he was living in a Manhattan penthouse, had a close-up sighting of a UFO. He was at the time separated from his wife, Yoko Ono. His next album, he referred to that. He said that on, I think it was August 23rd, 1974, I saw a UFO, and that this was printed on the album sleeve. So it appears that this was something of significance to him. Now, he also took photos of the UFO, which he said was very close. It was a standard disc. He said, if I had a rock, I could have hit it. The photos, when they were developed, showed nothing, which would lead me naturally to suppose that whatever he and his girlfriend saw, whatever he and May Pang saw, was something that they were projecting out there. Now the story starts getting interesting. Because in every interview that I've read or at times seen on YouTube, where either of the lovers is interviewed about the object they saw, they stress that they were naked. Mei Pang had come out of the shower, was drying herself off, when Lenin called her to come out to the balcony to look at the UFO. He was naked, she says, because he used to hang out in the apartment naked. And so two naked people went to see the UFO. Now, if the UFO was just something that was there, that they happened to be in a position to witness, it baffles me why they both keep stressing their nakedness. But now think, where do we read about a naked human couple confronted in the cool of the day, as Lenin and Pang were, by a numinous presence?
Of course, right. Are you alluding all the way back to the garden?
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, let me just bring this to the attention. There's a line in a song that John Lennon wrote called Nobody Told Me.
Yeah.
Right. And the line is, there's UFOs over New York, and I ain't too surprised. He also did a sketch of it, by the way, what he saw.
Yes, a very remarkable sketch, which I have to say I don't understand, that it shows a crowd of people totally oblivious, it seems, to the UFO above them. And if I recall correctly, the UFO looks like a flying eye.
The other thing to mention here, during this period when he was estranged from Yoko, he was engaged in lots and lots of substance abuse. He'd get drunk with Harry Nilsson, if we remember. He died some years ago, but he did that song Everybody's Talking from Midnight Cowboy. And
Nilsson Smilsson. Yeah, he did The Point, too, I think.
Right. But he was a big drunk, supposedly. Lennon was quite often under some substance. He even met up during this time, apparently, with Paul McCartney. They were estranged for a number of years after the Beatles broke up. And they both got blasted, and they jammed in the studio, allegedly, but nothing was listenable. That's folklore. And we don't want to get into Beatles folklore, but certainly look at the perspective of what someone like John Lennon in his position, forgetting his status as one of the Beatles, what that means, what he might have actually seen. We have David Halperin, and we have Gene Steinberg, and we have J. Randall Murphy. It means you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tourists are getting out of the Bahamas ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Ed Fields from Atlantis Paradise Island Resort says while he does not expect to be directly hit by the hurricane, he is concerned for the other islands and says visitors from other islands need to be cleared out.
Government of the Bahamas has put any evacuation orders for people in the northern part of Abacoa and parts of Grand Bahama.
Midland, Texas police say a mass murder suspect was shot and killed at a Synergy Theater in Odessa, Texas.
The information that I have is there is one suspect. Suspect is deceased. Multiple injuries to citizens. We also have some law enforcement who has been injured.
Odessa Mayor David Turner describing the scene, at least five other people are dead and 20 others wounded. This all started with a traffic stop on Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we were talking, David Halperin, about the meaning or what May Pang and John Lennon saw for getting the substance issue?
Yeah, the substance issue is relevant if you want to argue that they actually saw a flying object. But if you believe, as I do, that what they saw was something that came from inside them, it's of very small importance to me whether it had chemical help emerging or not. Either way, it was their projection. And I will go a step further. Either way, these two very secular people were reenacting a template that had been laid down in a religious text many centuries earlier. And I think that is what happens with UFOs. That's something that is part of our psychological makeup comes out in dramatic form. The God of Genesis appeared in the form of a human being walking in the garden in the cool of evening. The, I won't call it God, but the numinous entity that John Lennon and May Pang encountered took modern technological form. And I think that is what is going on with UFOs in general.
Does the fact that Lennon was pretty much an atheist, at least on the surface, did that impact the kind of experience he had?
I think very much so. This was in 1974. In 1971, Lennon made the best known of his post-Beatle era songs, Imagine, which starts out, imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell beneath our feet, above us only sky. This is a sky, a heaven, that's completely stripped of numinosity, of divine force, which Lenin imagined we could do. He imagined that that could be banished along with religion. Then a few years later, the enchanted sky reasserted itself and told him, buddy, I am not going away that quickly.
I mean, of course, before that, they had Lucy in the sky, and that's very psychedelic.
Yes, but it was supposedly based on a drawing that Julian Lennon made about his friend Lucy, and there is was a real Lucy, the character named in there. So maybe John Lennon was stoned during that period. Maybe not, but the song was not meant to mean LSD. At least that's what they say, those who've analyzed it.
Right, and all the imagery in there. There's layers when it comes to the Beatles. Well, just like what you're talking about, David, I mean, this is a really interesting example because Lennon, of course, was a cultural figure.
Yes.
So here we have someone who is very popular in culture, reenacting this very archetypical scene for themselves in a rather ironic way. I mean, he's also delivering a lot of the same messages that, as we were talking with Kathleen Martin about, that the UFO contactees were delivering. So Peace, for example, one of his big songs, Give Peace a Chance. I can see what you're saying. They're setting themselves up almost like the Adam and Eve of the new generation of culture.
But I think
it's amazing.
I think quite unconsciously, I doubt very much if they were at all aware of what they were doing. I think that I'll call them archetypes, although that's probably not precise, that these templates have a power of their own that goes beyond the awareness of those who experience them and express them.
Definitely. And so especially in musicians, you'll hear musicians often say that the songs will come to them in their own way, and they might have had something in mind that was completely different than the way they turn out or how other people interpret them and find even deeper meaning in them within the symbolism that they didn't even know about themselves.
Remember, too, that when we talk about how songs came to individual songwriters, Paul McCartney mentions songs coming to him in dreams, like Let It Be. Supposedly something his mother said, Mother Mary, that's not the Virgin Mary, that's Mary McCartney, his mother who died when he was young. And she would say, in times of trouble, let it be. So he was thinking of that. The song Yesterday, at least the melody, came to him in a dream, and he didn't even believe it at the beginning. It was original. He thought he had heard it somewhere.
And now I will ask you a question. You say that Mother Mary is not the Virgin Mary, but rather Mary McCartney.
Right.
Could it be both?
I think the symbolism is obvious, definitely. And, I mean, they even have the church organ in there. I think it was meant to be symbolic of both, to have that deeper layer of meaning in it. In the matriarchal symbol is a very powerful one just in and of itself, regardless of who it happens to be about.
I'll take a jump off here to say that in my new book on UFOs, which is coming out in the spring, I start out by saying that I don't believe and I don't debunk. And I hope your listeners will understand what I mean by that. No, I do not believe there are UFOs flying around there, up there. But I don't debunk. Because the last thing I think UFOs are is bunk. I think they're myth.
Well, this is your upcoming nonfiction book, Intimate Alien, The Hidden Story of the UFO, to be published on this coming or next March, actually. It's by Stanford University Press. So, yeah, sure. Can you give us a little bit more of an insider's perspective on that?
Maybe get some advanced sales here.
Huh. Where do we start? That I start out in the book by telling my own story. that, like Gene, I was, I don't know about you, Randall, but like Gene, I was a teen ufologist, and asking what that means, what that meant to me, why UFOs were important to me, why, for example, I became hooked on Gray Barker's They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers. What was there in that book that spoke to me and convinced me that it was true? And then I moved from there to asking what they mean to other people. What some of the sightings, including some, at least one very famous one, the Father Gill sighting, meant to people who experienced it. And then from there, into abduction. How the abduction myth, as I call it, got its start with Betty and Barney Hill. Kathleen Marden, I would imagine, has spoken a great deal of. And then moving on to how it took on new shapes through Whitley Strieber and Bud Hopkins and John Mack, but how paradoxically, as a myth that's developing in the last decades of the 20th century, it recapitulates experiences that Jewish mystics were having back in the early centuries of the Christian era, rather the way John and May recapitulated what was going on inside the anonymous person who wrote the third chapter of the book of Genesis.
Let's do our break here. We got David Halperin with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The Hiboti Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hiboti Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hiboti Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
David, you were relating theories of yours about UFOs. Go on, please. Especially abductions, because of Kathleen's sunny look at that phenomenon, that she believes it's all physical.
And what would interest me is why she, as how she believes it's physical, and at the same time takes a sunny approach to it. Did she develop that in her conversations with you?
Somewhat, yes, because her outlook on life particularly with her work with abductees, is that she wants to help them understand their experience. And it's really much, I think you two have a lot in common that way, in that although she looks at it from one perspective and you look at it from another, you're both trying to help people understand the types of experiences that they're having. And I think you would probably both agree that the experience is real to the person. So something yes. is happening to the people. It's not like they're just having a normal day and they make it all up in their mind and say, I'm going to believe this today. In their mind, they are really experiencing something. They have them, and they don't understand them. And you're both trying to help us figure it out.
I cannot imagine how any informed person could deny that UFO abductees are experiencing something, and that it's something that we don't really understand. Now, there's another way in which Kathleen Martin and I think would agree, and that is in our admiration for the extraordinary couple who began the UFO abduction tradition, and that is her aunt Betty Hill and Betty's husband Barney. And I think that their being the fountainhead of the tradition is tremendously important. Because when I read the abduction that comes out from their hypnotic regressions, what I feel is the trauma of the slave experience, of being abducted in the middle of the night, taken to an alien craft, made victim of intrusive and baffling medical probes. All of this was what we can assume Barney Hill's ancestors endured. And it seems to me that in his hypnotic regressions, though the ancient trauma reemerges and then spreads.
But how does Betty take upon that image? Did it spread to her? being so powerful?
I think partly through her love for Barney, and also partly in that her past is intertwined with his. That in great historic crimes, like African slavery, like the Holocaust, the perpetrators and the victims are entwined.
Are you implying some sort of a genetic memory then, or is this more something that has been imprinted in the background, maybe subconsciously through cultural programming?
That is a huge question, especially if we want to put epi before genetic. There does seem to be some evidence that the traumas endured by grandparents or great-grandparents have echoes in the lives of their descendants. This is still very controversial. What is not controversial is that the trauma, and I'm thinking here primarily of the Holocaust, is transmitted from one generation to another, not usually through straight narration, but through reenactment. Therapists who have worked with the children and grandchildren of Holocaust survivors have been stunned at how the trauma of the grandparents replays itself in the life of the grandchild. Now, I will admit that with Barney Hill and his African ancestors, we have more generations to cross, but I think the principle still applies. And I think that is one source of the power of the abduction myth. I think there are others. I think that the myth that sprang from the traumatic memories evoked in Betty and Barney Hill played into something more universal that we can find in ancient Jewish texts.
Well, this is endlessly fascinating. But I have to ask, then, if people are having these experiences, which are real to them, what is the cause?
What is the cause of John and May having seen the flying saucer that they did? Something was reasserting itself in their psyches. Something seems to have been reasserting itself in the psyches of the people who experienced abductions. Here, Whitley Strieber becomes a very important figure, that he creates, together with an extremely talented artist, Ted Jacobs, what's become the canonical image of the UFO alien. What stimulated this in Strieber? I don't know. There are clues in his communion, which Strieber himself recognizes, that some sort of sexual abuse was involved. Some of his experiences seem like almost explicit descriptions of some sort of unwilled sexual encounters.
Well, those have happened, you know, time and time again, it seems like, within the UFO lore, which is not unlike religious dogma in its own way. And yet, I think people are having experiences which require some sort of stimulus response, and a stimulus response typically requires some sort of objective outside force, like photons hitting a retina, for example. It's very rare that people are just going to spontaneously hallucinate something. So in the field, people have theorized that maybe these experiences, which seem telepathic in nature, are being implanted in some way directly into our consciousness by an objective, real alien someplace in order to study our behavior and learn about us in all these fascinating ways that you're talking about, and that's really the key to what they're doing.
It's conceivable, but it seems to me much more economical to suppose that what goes on in the I don't know how many cubic inches it is, pretty limited, that's inside my skull and yours, is as mysterious as the depths of the universe. And there are huge numbers of things that we just don't understand about it, or at present don't understand. I am not so convinced, actually, that spontaneous hallucinations are so rare. There was a psychiatrist named Morton Schatzman, an American psychiatrist who worked in London, who worked with an American woman who was tormented at first by apparitions of her father, who had abused her as a little girl, and now had pursued her across the Atlantic to keep on taunting and tormenting her. She would see and feel this apparition as real as any flesh and blood human being. Now, Schatzman did something very interesting at that point. Instead of labeling her as psychopathological and trying to cure her, he said, what if this lady, whom he called Ruth, what if Ruth is showing a talent that perhaps is inherent in all of us, but few of us have it so far developed as she does?
Let's continue that in our next segment, David.
Let's
about this talent. It's getting more and more fascinating. David Halperin, Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.